Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a fan man to Blue Collar Chefs. We are taking it to the streets of Doraville, as we usually do, because we're at Le Cordon Green. Couldn't do it without our tremendous sponsors, the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience, and by Schumann Produce. Real sweet onions. The sweetest onions on earth, my friends. If it does not feel sweet in the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
That's right. Now, we are here celebrating the wines, the amazing wines from Tom Gore. But, you know, let's talk about something. Chef Amanda's out there on the grill. She's cooking steaks. Well, something that we do at Casa Jenkins quite regularly, we like to make hamburger steaks and steaks, but we always love mushrooms and onions. So who do we turn to but the gal who takes excitement to everything that she does? And we are talking, what was it that your dad called it?
Schmutzig.
Okay, I know. If you couldn't tell, Taylor is Irish.
Well, actually, I am part Irish.
I know, it's because you got the gift. But anyway, whatever your dad called it, what is it?
It is real sweet onions with some peppers. Doesn't matter if they're red, green, or yellow. Anything you have works. And some mushrooms. Now, when you're using these meatier mushrooms, you want to be sure that instead of rinsing them, you want to just take a damp cloth and wipe them, because the mushrooms pick up the flavor of whatever liquid you're cooking it in. So if we were to take these mushrooms and put them in water, well, they're going to soak up the water, and they're not going to take on the wonderful flavor. So what I've done is I've taken that beautiful Tom Gore Sauvignon, the Cabernet, and I have added some of that with some very nice beef stock, a little Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And some whole grain mustard from France. And we are just cooking it down. It's almost going to be in this beautiful gravy.
Do you have a recipe for this? Because this looks so good.
I can make one.
Why don't you make a recipe? Because I want people to be able to do it like you do it.
It's kind of what you got in the fridge, really. I mean, there's a million varieties that you can
do to
make this.
But it's just the sauce, you know, the Worcestershire and whatever. Because it looks so beautiful. I mean, people deserve to be able to replicate it. What, you know, depending on what they got in their refrigerator, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And, you know, what I love about cooking is there are no mistakes in cooking, and there's no one way to make a recipe. There is some ingredient out there that can balance out anything you might consider a mistake, and there's a million ways you can cook the same recipe. So this is one of those recipes that this can just be your base, the idea of where you start. But, you know, when you have wonderful ingredients like this Tom Gore wine, it really brings it to a whole new level. So what I'm doing is you can do this on the Big Green Egg at about 400 degrees direct heat, or you can do it on a burner in your house over medium-high heat. I added in that wine along with the stock, a little of that Worcestershire sauce, that whole grain mustard, and then I actually use a turkey baster. And I baste some of that juice out and set it aside, and I whisk a little bit of cornstarch in. So we're basically making a simple pan gravy out of this. Now, for something like steak that has that beautiful flavor, I wouldn't necessarily put the gravy on it, because we have some very nice strip steaks today. But it could go on your potatoes, or it could go over carrots. Or, you know, hey, if you're someone that likes sauce on your steak or it's a lower quality, throw it on there.
Well, you know, one of the great things that we haven't mentioned, and since we have Tom Gore with us live and in person, he stayed a whole extra week to do this show. He is all the way from, there's laughter in the background, I don't get this. Anyway, all the way from Sonoma Valley and the Alexandra Valley of Sonoma County, I guess, is that how you pronounce it? How do you officially say it? Is Sonoma region?
Well, Sonoma is a valley and a county.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right, and a town even.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
Is that town still there?
Oh, yeah.
I know we talked a little bit about it in the previous show, but there was a lot of, you literally watched from, it got within 7 miles of your home.
Oh, yeah. The fire was crazy. Very scary and very devastating. But we're coming back.
And that's one of the things you really want to support.
Yeah.
The fact that there's so many things to do out there, so many wineries to visit, so many things to do. Of course, you always want to start or finish at the best. And so you want to go by and say hello to Tom. Just tell him Fat Man sent you, and then he will give you a tasting. And don't get greedy. Be thankful he gives you a tasting. But anyway, because this wine's so affordable, it's not like you have to reach deep in your pockets, because this is affordable wine that's internationally acclaimed. So that's one of the things that you wanted to emphasize. We talked before the show. It's coming back. And
oh, yeah.
There were lots of homes, lots of lives lost, but resilient you are out there.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point now going forward, is how do we move forward, and part of that is getting people back out there to enjoy the beauty and the bounty that is Sonoma County. You know, I think the diversity of Sonoma County and where the ocean meets the redwoods and the wine country all kind of comes together is a very, very special place to go. Oh, it is.
Yeah, I know. It's bringing a tear to my eye.
As a farmer, I have a question for you.
Yep.
If you were affected by the fire, if it had reached your property, what types of things could you do to fix that soil that had been burnt? Would you need to kind of refertilize it, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Well, it happened in October, and we were going into winter, so the first thing you got to do is make sure that you set up your property for the winter and the rain so that none of the stuff that was burned ends up getting into the water and into the channels and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a matter of time. A lot of these areas, it's not the first time in the history that they have burned.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back before, and it'll come back again. There are some isolated areas that were pretty severely damaged, but overall, Sonoma County is doing really well and open for business.
Well, tell us, we had that beautiful pound cake with the apricots and the candy pecans. Now, you probably hadn't had a dessert like that made on the egg before, had you?
I have not. In fact, I was very impressed by the dual action of the egg, where you actually baked the cake in the egg and then put some beautiful, flavorful grill marks on said pound cake.
Oh, I like that. Said pound cake.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true counselor. But anyway, you got the poached apricots. Of course, apricots are near and dear to your heart out there, since really out there in the northern part of California, not much you don't grow out there. And so I wanted to wait till you swallowed, because it sounds kind of muddled when you're
yep.
But anyway, I'll bet, let me go on a limb here and say you probably got a wine right now that we should try with a little bit of this dessert. And what in the world would that be?
I think we should try the Chardonnay with it.
I'll taste it your way.
Out of the glass, you mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to teach you.
Choose whichever glass you want. You can be a wine glass.
And one of the nice things about it, I notice you do this too. I think it's a nervous habit. I think wine people just like to twirl around. See, every time I get my nose I get my nose wet.
You can gauge how deep into the night someone is by whether or not they splash outside of the glass.
Or whether you cut them off at the vineyard, I think they had too many samples. Okay, so one of the ways I was taught is take a piece of the dessert or whatever. Get a good... No, I'll finish it with that.
Yeah, right.
And then swallow it. Yeah, there's some over your tail. He looks like a meerkat.
I am an otter. Shit. Thank you very much.
Well, you ought to get some wine in here and come over and try this. Pretty good. I mean,
pretty good.
Yeah, well, all right, now we take some.
Yep.
Now. Oh, wow.
It's good, right?
It really blends well because of the freshness and the crispness.
And I think that the freshness and the crispness goes with the apricots and goes with the fruit part of it. And then the oak flavor of the wine really gives it the backbone that lets it stand up to the grill marks and a little bit of smoke.
Well, I think we ought to get Chef Amanda over here now that she's covered her steaks.
The two biggest things you get out of a little punch of oak are some vanilla flavor, which goes obviously really well with the Madagascar vanilla.
Yum, yum.
And then the oak flavor, which I think really kind of stands up
to
the smoke.
The smoke, yeah, absolutely. See, you probably thought, this guy's such a heathen.
Ooh.
He has such a unique way of sampling, tasting wine. You probably thought I would never be able to understand these things. But I put the two and two kind of together. Wow, are you violent over there?
I cut the pound. I had to get more pound.
You got
to
do it like you mean it.
I didn't know that was a party foul. Sorry.
It's okay. I don't think it's a party foul.
This wine is so good, and this pound, I mean, I'm...
Yeah. And the pound cake recipe, if you heard earlier in the show, she didn't give you the recipe. That's right. You're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to go to our website, chefofthefatman.com, go to recipes, and know the picture on there is not me and Chef Amanda. That's not our picture.
Hmm.
Because we're trying to get our, One of these days, we're going to get the website right. We've been working on it.
Get it together.
Well, it is. But Facebook.
I have the number of a guy that can help you with
your
website.
Oh, do you really?
She always says that. So the website will be coming soon.
All right. Well, anyway, it's. But the Facebook page is getting thousands of hits now because of this.
And thousands.
Thousands.
It's crazy.
Well, it's because we give you pictures. We give you links to the videos.
We're interactive.
We are very interactive. We're full of it. When it comes to information, that is.
Well, you're building some really cool stuff here. You got to really. I mean. What people can do with the egg is egg-tastic.
It is. It really is. Have you figured out something? You know, we got to come up with a slogan for you.
The work of a farmer.
The work of a
Tom
farmer.
Tom Gore Vineyards. The work
anytime
of a farmer.
That's what we say. From now on, anytime we say Tom Gore Vineyards, we're going to say...
The work of the farmer.
All right. The work of a farmer. All right. I like that. See, I mean...
Life sucks.
All right. So you can say this along at home. I know you always are helping us with the onions and the big green egg and the real sweet onions. Now we know. Okay, we're going to have a practice. Everybody in your cars, everybody at home, for our friends in Israel. I wish I spoke Israeli. I don't. I speak Irish. So to my friends in...
I speak American, but I understand Irish.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you speak another language, too. Rather fluently, I've been told.
Yeah, I speak a little bit of Spanish. I grew up working in the fields with guys from Mexico and Guatemala, and they taught me how to speak Spanish at the same time that I learned English.
Well, so you worked in the fields of what is now known as Tom Gore Vineyards.
Tom Gore Vineyards.
The work
of a farmer.
See, I was going to see if you were paying attention. You weren't. You kind of missed it, but I helped you out, brother. That's what I do, and that's what we do here at Chef of the Fat Man. Now... Executive Chef Amanda, you have, aren't those mushrooms? I can't pronounce it. I can't speak Yiddish. I can't even speak hardly.
Just yum yum.
Yes, yum yum.
That's how you say that in some other language.
Oh, do you?
Mushrooms. Yum yum.
Yum yum?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, let's see here. I'm going back to my notes here. I know how to say the Toyon Bush Berry Place, which is the Alexander Valley to the Wapo Indians. Unatsawa Holma Noma. That is Toyon Bush Berry Place. Now, there is no one alive that still speaks the language, so you can't verify it, but I think I'm pretty close.
I think that there's one, apparently.
Well, you've got a tribal area out there in here, the Poma.
A bunch of different small areas. Yeah,
the Poma actually built a casino out there. Of course, it was kind of controversial at the time, but they built a casino out there, and... So you can go out there and you can go get some great wine, and then you can go and pull a handle or two. So, but one of the things that makes your wine so special is that valley is so blessed with absolutely everything you could possibly want.
Yeah, we're making salmon and steelhead, and some salmon come up into the Russian River system, and I'm sure that's why people settled there originally, is because they could grow things, they could raise animals, they could get fish out of the river. It was somewhere that just had a bounty of food and great places to grow stuff.
And they didn't need temperate central climate. Heat or central air.
Right. And so, you know, even on a hot day, you get a cool night. And, you know, even during the wintertime, when you wake up in the morning and you get some freezing temperatures, it still gets up to 50 or 60 during the winter.
You don't really have very many freezing temperatures.
It could get down into the 20s during the wintertime.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
But again, even in that same day, it'll still warm up 20 or 30 degrees. So you wake up in the morning with a little ice on your windshield, and by lunchtime, you got some blue sky and some warmer weather.
Well, now, Chef Amanda, you brought in some incredible... What were you doing out there? You were searing. Tell us a little bit about searing steaks. Do people hear about it? But I watch people get their grill at like 1,000 degrees. They go throw their steak out there,
and
they burn the heck out of it.
About the 1,000 degrees. Yes, the big green egg can go that hot, but just because you can doesn't mean that you should.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
At least if you want to keep the hair on your body. So, and we know because we speak from experience.
Yes.
We've lost all kinds of eyebrows and eyelashes and furthermore. The steak, so we cook some New York strips. And we used a seasoning called Red Eye, which is made by Dizzy Pig, a little olive oil, and just that's it. Grilled it at 600 degrees with, again, the cast iron grate, because that gets really good grill marks. But also, the cast iron gets hot and stays hotter than a regular grate. So it's very beneficial if you're trying to grill at high temperatures. didn't have to cook it very long, but you do want to let it rest because that muscle tightens up when it's cooking, and then you want to come back and it's gonna relax. And I put a little bit of butter on top of the steaks while I covered them, which they're still covered. They're nice and warm and almost ready to eat.
I'll bet we can. You know, one of the tough things about doing this show is you have to constantly pair with all the food that we're eating.
Yeah.
And
somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, it's a rough and vicious job, but now when you. What motivated you to go from providing juice for everybody else and then finally taking the leap? How long was that process for you to make that decision you're going to take the leap into making your own, and then the process for making your own to your name on there?
Well, we I grew up making wine in our garage, right, and making a little bit of wine and being a part of that from grapes that we've grown. But, you know, I think we talked about this a little bit earlier, but my wife and I have an acre and a half. Grow a lot of different things at our house. We have chickens. We steal the eggs from them. We have bees, and we steal the honey from them. We make some olive oil off of our olive trees, grow a lot of tomatoes, and a lot of the things that you would find in a garden, but up to 70 different things. And so,
you have 70 different things that you grow?
Oh, yeah. Lettuce, kale, chard, onions, garlic, a bunch of different herbs.
Hot.
Wow.
A bunch of tomatoes, pears. Got an apricot tree even when we were talking about apricots and figs and all sorts of different stuff. And it's something that I'm very passionate about. And I really wanted to bring the idea of walking outside and picking something and making dinner out of it to the wine and thinking about a wine in that way. Now, obviously, it still has to go through the winemaking process. It has to go through the winery. But how do you show off the flavors of the field and the layers of flavor that we can build in the field, whether that's through deciding what variety to plant where, the microclimates, how much water you put on it, opening up the leaves and getting some light and air in on it. And really, those are the different ways that you can layer flavors in the field. And that's really what I'm proud of. And it's one of the things that I've kind of always loved to do about growing grapes is trying to maximize the areas that we have these vineyards. And it just was a little bit of a natural evolution to take that in the direction of winemaking.
Well, you have certainly done a tremendous job, and we're going to be sampling here momentarily the steak, which I know is, you know, yeah, you're probably a vegetarian, right?
Vegan,
yeah.
No.
Good. Not only your
do you know how you can tell somebody's a vegan?
No.
Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Yeah, that's very, very true. That's very, very true. Now,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I think if people want to use their incisors to chomp on broccoli, knock yourself out. Now,
I like broccoli. I just like meat with it.
There you go.
No, I can eat. I don't eat broccoli. I don't eat any of those things. They're nasty. Cauliflower. I can't eat them raw.
Love cauliflower.
We got you to eat a Brussels sprout.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was cauliflower. Sorry.
Yeah, but it was grilled and it was still not cooked all the way through. But I can eat raw with it.
Mayo.
Yeah. Raw dipping. You know, the only problem with your steak is I didn't see.
What?
You didn't use the fat man technique of cooking a steak.
Because I don't know the fat man
mayonnaise.
Technique. Oh, no. Because we don't want to do that. We just want to taste the actual food. Because we're pairing it with amazing wine. You don't want to, you don't want to do too much to it.
Mayonnaise and wine go together like bananas and peanut butter.
So who?
Oh,
says
this
Kevin.
Comes, huh?
Says Kevin. That's
no, it
who?
Says Elvis.
Says Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis.
Well, he's still with us, you know. All
right. But anyway, we're going to get ready to try the steak. Now, I see something else that you have there is a sweet potato.
Well, you can't have steak without potato. I mean, it's like against the law. So I wanted to do sweet potato because I like them and they're tasty.
Now, you did the sweet potatoes on the egg. Very simple.
I did. I wrapped them. Actually, I didn't. My wonderful helpers did. Wrapped it in aluminum foil and then put it on for about an hour at 450. And we did a bunch of them. And something you need to know about cooking on the egg or just cooking in general is the more you put on the egg, you have to adjust the time. You can't assume that it's going to be cooking one will be the same if you cook a dozen, which is what we've done here. So it did take an hour. And they're relatively small. And then we added a seasoning called pineapple head, which has some pineapple and some sugar and a little bit of cayenne pepper. It rocks. So I'm just, you know, being liberal with that. And we're going to serve this with the steak.
Wow. Okay. Let's cut up some steak and see what the wine
look
man.
Look at that.
Wine man. That's what we got. The wine man. Because he is Tom Gore of Tom Gore Vineyards. The work
of a farmer.
See, before he comes back, he's going to have to work on that. But anyway.
Try it again.
Okay. And we, of course, are being joined by Tom Gore of Tom Gore Vineyards.
The work of a farmer.
That's right. There we go. But that's something to be very proud of. And you went to college for it. You went to one of the most preeminent colleges in the world for agriculture and technical. And now, one of the things that I have a question about when you sear steaks, you know, if you want it well done, searing isn't for you.
That's correct.
If you want it well done.
There are people who like it well done,
and,
Karen.
We shall not.
We love them.
Psst, Taylor.
We love them.
We do.
The engineer loves burnt steak, so shush.
I love well done steaks.
Which is?
Oh, man.
Butterfly.
That's how, you know, you go into this night.
Do you really butterfly it and then do it again?
Yeah, that's what she does. She tells you, I say, well, how would you like your steak, ma'am? Well done. And they look at her and go, well done. I'm not kidding. If there's any pink, it goes back. Okay, and then she finishes up with?
If you need to butterfly it, go ahead. But you burn it, butterfly it, and burn it again.
I rest my case, folks. You know, it's hard to see that come a couple of weeks. We've been married 30 years.
I never order a filet, though.
No, she does not. But anyway, these steaks. Now, steak is hearty, so you need a wine that's going to be hold up to the strength. So I'm thinking.
We'll let you pair this one. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, let me go over here and see. How about a good cab?
I think you're right on the money.
How did I know? Because one of the steakhouses I go to is called Cabernet's.
Cabernet's.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
No, because
it is. It's jammy. It's very, very fruit forward, very hearty. And that's what a steak is.
Yeah, and it's also kind of big and bold, right?
Yes.
So it's all those things pairing together, and that's what we're looking for.
All right. Well, then I think what we ought to do is pair this. It's like, pair this. Now that I've got the refreshing light, now we're going to have something more meat forward.
Meat forward.
Yes.
Sounds like a good movement.
It does.
It's a meat forward movement.
Yes. Let's do it. And see, she just couldn't resist. She couldn't just put the meat out there. She had to chop something up real quick and throw it on the top.
Well, you eat with your eyes first.
No. I eat with my stomach first. There we go. And look at this finger food, too.
Oh, wait. I forgot something.
Oh.
Hold, please. Seriously.
Really?
Hold it closer. Yeah.
Really?
And some salt. Bam, right behind you. Yeah, seriously.
Do you like throwing?
Oh. I'm ready. Knock yourselves out. Good for you.
Nothing like a New York strip to make a... people with microphones not talk for a second, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, and perfect. You need to try it with some.
It's the only time we're quiet here at the Green Eggs.
Man, that's good.
You know,
good.
I could give you guys a plate. That would be so kind of me. And there's sweet potatoes.
We don't need it.
Well, you may be not mine for the sweet potatoes.
Man, and now some of the mushrooms to go with it. Ugh.
Well, and
Taylor, what were those mushrooms?
You cooked
again?
Some of the mushrooms with the wine, and it helps bring the flavors together even more.
Mm-hmm.
And that really allows the pairing to be better and better.
I'm telling you, this is an amazing. One place only, my friends. You get this kind of excitement right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, where we work with the most unique, the movers and the shakers, the people who've really made a name for themselves in their industry. And if it comes to culinary or adult beverage, we've had just about all of them. But now we have really complemented and paired this show well with these incredible recipes by having wines from Tom Gore Vineyards.
The work of a farmer.
And it's right here, right in your face. And just go online to TomGore.com or Tom Gore Vineyards.
TomGoreVineyards.com.
Go to TomGoreVineyards.com, and you can go online. You can find out where you can purchase it locally. You can, if your state allows you, and you can purchase it online. and purchase it online. The thing that I got to warn you about, don't go expecting to see outrageous prices. Don't go and think, oh, my God, do I have to take out a loan? But you're going to get incredible. The value for a dollar is extraordinary with this wine.
Thank you. It's something that, you know, like I think we said this last week when we were hanging out too, was the best wine you'll ever have is one you want to have another glass of. And I really, really hope that when you try my wines, that's what you want.
And with that, we have so many people we'd like to thank. First and foremost, to the wonderful staff at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg. They are incredible. And the volunteers, Bill, Bob, and Steve, or Steve, Bob, and Bill, or Bob, Bill, and Steve, however we want to say it so everyone gets the proper accreditation. We thank you guys so much because you make this show so fantastic, make it so easy for everybody. We thank you so very much. And, of course, to the incredible team, it is Executive Chef Amanda
Egidio.
Yeah, whatever. And the LCI Lead Chef Instructor, Taylor, whose last name I can pronounce, Schulman. We thank her so very much.
Egidio.
Thank you, Chef Amanda.
I also wanted to thank you guys for having us out, and it's been a pleasure to come learn more about the egg and meet all of you guys. I'm really proud to have shared my wines with these amazing foods, and can't wait to come back and hopefully see you guys soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Anytime you're hanging around the Atlanta area, please let me know and come out a little early. We'll take you up and give you a good cigar. At a wonderful cigar store. They got beautiful overstuffed leather chairs, a beautiful bar, pool table. It's a gorgeous place to just chill, sip great wine, and have a fine cigar. So next time you're in town, we'll book it, Dano. Thanks to Tom Gore. Tom, you have been fantastic. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your international success. Continued great, great things for you and the Tom Gore Vineyards because there's... I mean, you guys are just climbing up the ladder fantastic, and you're starting to get real worldwide recognition for your wines. And that not only bodes well for you, but also for your family and your dad. And so, outstanding job. And, of course, Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs has been presented by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. Remember, my friends, if it does not say real sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
And, of course, I am your fat but jovial host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, take a serious moment out to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom is never free. So, my friends, God bless you all for listening.
It's already on.
God bless your family. God bless America. And, of course, God willing, we'll see you next week right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, as we take it to the streets of another exciting culinary experience.
Yay.